Fitton, Court Grants Significant New Discovery in Clinton Email Case. By Tom Fitton on September 4, 2019. We have won a significant victory in our pursuit of the truth about Hillary Clinton's misuse of official email in the deep state's efforts to cover it up. A federal judge granted us 7 additional depositions, 3 interrogatories, and 4 document requests related to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's use of a private, unauthorized email server. Hillary Clinton and her former top aide and current lawyer Cheryl Mills were given 30 days to oppose being deposed by Judicial Watch, Judicial Watch v. U.S. Department of State, No. 1:14 CV01242. The court rejected Justice and State Department arguments to protect Mrs. Clinton and the agencies from additional discovery and ordered agency lawyers to respond to our questions about their knowledge of the Clinton email issue. The court granted all of our requested discovery but gave Clinton and Mills 30 days to file any opposition to the requests to question them in person under oath. The new court order discovery allows us to take testimony and gather evidence of Clinton's handling of emails, specifically in an after-action memo drafted by Heather Samuelson, Clinton's senior advisor at State and White House liaison. The memo was created in December 2014 to memorialize the Clinton team's processing of the Clinton emails. The discovery also asks when Justice and State Department attorneys learned about Clinton's private email use, and what senior records-keeping officials at the State Department knew about Clinton's emails and when they knew it. On August 23, we submitted the document request to Hillary Clinton's attorneys for the after-action memo that Samuelson created. The court specifically raised concerns about a Clinton email cache recently discussed in a letter to Senator Charles Grassley, ARYA, and wants Judicial Watch to shake the tree on this issue. We uncovered the Clinton email scandal and we just found more evidence that raises further questions about the cover-up, which is why the court allowed us to pursue more leads and potentially question Mrs. Clinton under oath. As ordered by the court, we will continue to shake the tree on the Clinton email issue. It is shameful that the Justice and State Departments oppose our efforts and are still trying to provide cover for Hillary Clinton. Here is some background. On December 6, 2018, U.S. District Court Judge Lamberth ordered Obama administration senior State Department officials, lawyers, and Clinton aides to be deposed or answer written questions under oath. The court ruled that the Clinton email system was one of the gravest modern offenses to government transparency. The court ordered discovery into 3 specific areas: whether Secretary Clinton's use of a private email server was intended to stymie FOIA, whether the State Department's intent to settle this case in late 2014 and early 2015 amounted to bad faith, and whether the State Department has adequately searched for records responsive to our request. Our discovery over the last several months found many more details about the scope of the Clinton email scandal and cover-up. John Hackett, former Director of Information Programs and Services, IPS, testified under oath that he had raised concerns that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's staff may have culled out 30,000 of the Secretary's personal emails without following strict National Archives standards. He also revealed that he believed there was interference with the formal FOIA review process related to the classification of Clinton's Benghazi-related emails. Heather Samuelson, Clinton's White House liaison at the State Department, and later Clinton's personal lawyer, admitted under oath that she was granted immunity by the Department of Justice in June 2016. Justin Cooper, former aide to President Bill Clinton and Clinton Foundation employee who registered the domain name of the unsecure comms server that Clinton used while serving as Secretary of State, testified he worked with Huma Abedin, Clinton's Deputy Chief of Staff, to create the non-government email system. In the interrogatory responses of EW, Bill Priestap, Assistant Director of the FBI Counterintelligence Division, he stated that the agency found Clinton email records in the Obama White House, specifically, the Executive Office of the President. Jacob Jake Sullivan, Clinton's senior advisor and deputy chief of staff when she was Secretary of State, testified that both he and Clinton used her unsecure non-government email system to conduct official State Department business. Eric Boswell, former Assistant Secretary of State for Diplomatic Security during Clinton's tenure as Secretary of State, testified that Clinton was warned twice against using unsecure BlackBerries and personal emails to transmit classified material. It is staggering that the current Justice Department still goes to such lengths to hide her behavior. Rest assured that Judicial Watch will continue to fight for the truth.